life on the road. It's
booze, tacos, angry dwarfs, strippers waving guns,
and
fees, fights, canceled flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great, a bachelorette, drunks in the front, making out through your set,
and
middle acts doing blow, more missing merch,
and
drive the rental car past another mega church,
and
juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone, one big Law and Order marathon.
Workout video. I can't hear you on the back.
Hey, thanks for tuning in the Road Stories podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Murray Valeriano, part of the All Things Comedy Network, but we're not at All Things Comedy today. We're at the Mar Vista Studios. I haven't even been to the new studio. Have you been to the new All Things Comedy studio?
In Burbank?
The new one, though, that we just switched to?
I don't know. I went to a pretty nice one.
Well, apparently it's nicer.
Oh, no, maybe. I think I saw you at the other one.
So right.
It mustn't be that one just by the process. I've done some detective work. I've
uh-huh.
put together all the clues. The
right.
fact that you haven't been there
uh-huh.
and I've seen you at the one that I've been to
okay.
would make me think I have not been to the new one.
It's mm. genius. Everything checks out.
Yeah.
You're right. Your story checks out.
Deduced. I got no announcements today, but go to All Things Comedy and check out what's going on the site. There are a lot of films and stuff going on. Oh, remind me to tell you what I'm going to do for All Things Comedy, or hope to do for All Things Comedy.
Okay.
Remind me after this. I can't make the announcement yet. Sorry, yeah. listeners.
You should just record it now, then everyone will remind you.
Oh, well, I got to post this tonight, so everybody tweet at me to remind
yeah.
to remind me to tell Monty what I can't tell you guys.
Tell him to tell me to tell you. I don't know what's going on.
You all right?
Someone figure it out. Yeah.
And as
Steel
Murray's,
deduce it.
As Murray's
Detective Steel.
As he's pretty unreliable.
Ah.
Just like if you just like found this podcast like and it's like 2022,
mm-hmm.
give him a reminder.
still tweeted him.
Hit him up on Vero or whatever that's called.
Oh, what is
that still going?
What is that? I just heard about that. What is Vero?
It's some new social media where I think in the end you have to pay to not have advertising or something.
But then they pay to get out of it.
But yeah. But apparently it's run by some Russian billionaire. And
sounds right.
There's
you mean oligarch?
There's some key words for me just to go, let's stick with the little bird.
Right. The two words that kept me away from it were new social media. I got on Instagram like a year ago and I'm like, I'm done. This is where I'm staying.
I'm not even on Twitter properly. I honestly don't know how it works. Like, I don't know. Like, it's
Dude,
not like I...
the majority of users aren't on Twitter properly.
Oh, really? Just have no idea what they're doing.
I don't know what they're going.
No, and I know relatively what you're meant to do. You're meant to retweet and whatever, but honestly, no idea. It's like my mum trying to navigate something on a computer.
Dude, you are the best-looking grandfather I've ever seen.
See, I was going to say, welcome to Old Man Podcast, Old Man Road Stories.
I'm on Instagram.
I was so dazed before when I was driving here. I saw a billboard for the Thunder from Down Under.
Right.
Oh, God.
And I actually looked up expecting to see Monty.
Monty?
As a joke? Or you think like
I was just thinking, you were texting me. I was thinking about it. I saw Down Under. And I'm like,
that makes sense. He should be on there.
And I'm now under this thing. Because when you're from another country and you come here, people go, oh, do you know this person from Australia?
Whatever. Right, right.
And it's just easier to go, yeah, maybe, who is it? Like, it's like rather than going, like, just shutting them down and just like going, there's 20 million people.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I just saw the Australians. And I look up, see if I know any of them. Like, it seems to be working out. And I kind of expected to see Monty, but no.
Do you remember?
I experienced a hashtag Me Too moment with Monty.
What happened?
Do you remember this? We were at the Ice House and we were in the green room. And
what did you do to me? You're creep. I've obviously
Hold
blocked
on.
This out like through therapy and you're bringing it back
you
up.
You dropped something. No, do you remember this? And it was this, I'm only describing because I don't know her name and I don't know her act, but it was this Asian woman.
Ice House?
Ice House. And she kept telling you to take off your shirt.
In the crowd?
In the green room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I mean, like, it got to the point. This happens to you all the time. You don't even fucking remember this. I got hit on by a 26-year-old 4 years ago. I'm still talking about it.
You've still got the glow.
Right. Exactly.
No, I don't know. If it happened, honestly, I can't remember, but it didn't bother me.
But
I didn't take my shirt off.
Well, no, you did it, but you kept telling her, if I was to do this to you, I would be getting so much trouble.
That's true.
And she's like, I don't care. Take off your shirt. Let me see your arms.
Doesn't affect me. Whatever. I didn't do it. I probably just walked away and went, oh, well, she harassed me for a little while. It didn't bother me.
All right. Hey, listen. Monty Franklin joins us today for what, the third, fourth time?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Third and fourth.
Original gangster. Comic on safari.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Original comic.
He was the first ever comic to travel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever?
Did it.
And then a guy. We only actually met officially at LA Podfest this past year.
Yeah,
right?
I've got my certificate.
Yeah, yeah.
I've met Murray.
Yeah. I didn't get one. Oh, that's right. That Asian woman stole it off.
Yeah.
She licked it.
She licked it and put it on her forehead.
Dude. That's right. I remember.
She stole your innocence. Yeah, we only. I've seen the podcast. I've seen it live.
Right, right.
At a different podcast. I think maybe you and Monty and Will.
Oh yeah.
Did
oh,
one.
That's when we did it last. Of course.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Two or three years ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, really? Just thinking about that show. Yeah, it was at least 2 years ago.
It was the night before the Western Bulldogs won the grand final. I thought that was only a year ago.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it is. It's only a year and 3 months ago. That's when we did it.
Oh, so
No, because there was one last year.
There's
the one that I did with you and Will was a year and 3 months ago.
No, it'd have to be a year and a half ago.
Okay, year and a half.
All right.
We're pretty close with a year and 3 months.
Because we've had a podcast festival.
Right, exactly.
And it was more than 3 months ago.
Yeah, it was in September, October, something like that.
What month are we in now?
It's a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago, that's right, yeah.
I'm not thinking. See, I solved that thing about knowing in the new studio.
Right.
Then I've
that's
like,
all
I've
you
lost
could do.
Oh, no, you burnt it? You burnt it all?
No, because I was thinking, when is Podfest? I've been to about 4 Podfests. When is that? And it's like, no, idiot. Think about when the grand final is in Australia, which is always in September.
Always. All right.
Like there's songs. Okay. That's how I know it, because I listen to the song. One day in September...
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, and then the next lyric is, we will remember.
It was
and
our
I
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's more our medium dish than the Super Bowl.
It is.
We once had...
dessert spoon.
Meatloaf came and ruined his career in Australia. It was the best.
Oh, just, I want to hear about that. First of all, Steele Saunders joins us. Sorry about that.
We should shake hands now.
Yes,
you got your
good
hand
to see
on
you
the table. YouTube that, everyone.
Give me a little brief on that, because I also co-host the Rock Solid podcast, and we're always just
destroying meatloaf. It's our Super Bowl, and basically, like the halftime show is here. They have a big performer come from overseas, who performs before the show. Mm-hmm. That's how it works in Australia. And Meatloaf sounded so bad, like terrible, terrible bad. That he put on, I think he put on a free concert the next night for people to come to, so he could show that he could actually perform because of how bad he was.
And it was worse?
No, he crushed it. Like he went, oh, okay. He looked back and went, oh, that was bad. I'll put a free show and I'll show you I'm actually a good performer. And he crushed it.
Oh, okay. All
right. Really? I didn't know that bit.
I think so. I might be making the free bit up, but he definitely did a performance the next night to recover what he did at the grand final.
Okay, get it back.
That guy released an album like last year or something, and it's painful.
But he's sort of in the audience. Like they'd set up a stage in the crowd.
They do it. Yeah, they do it every time.
Oh no, because I saw the Killers did it, and they had like a mosh pit set up
on the ground.
Yeah,
really? Because the reason that they don't have them perform on the ground is they don't want them to tear the grass up before the grand final, so I'm surprised that they did that.
Now, question.
Life is full of surprises.
Isn't it?
Question. Is this cricket?
No, it's Australian rules football.
Oh, which is like rugby.
It's sort of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Well, yeah, that will be the quickest way to end this conversation.
Perfect. Let's pander.
We've been trying to do that for 2 minutes.
Let's pander to your American ignorance and say, it is exactly like rugby. And it's pretty similar to cricket as well.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's, I know, and you guys drink beers the whole time and it's fine.
It's like we couldn't find the cricket bat that day. And,
okay.
You just
and the ball had
instead.
The mumps, right. So it was a bit swollen.
Do you get into a scrim?
No. There's no scrimmage.
Damn it.
But there is in rugby.
A scrum?
Scrums in rugby, yeah.
Ah,
but
so
no,
close.
There's none of that in Australian rules football.
All right.
If anything, here we go. It's more laid out like basketball is or soccer. It's man-on-man stuff as opposed to
Oh, and you
team
got the two
team.
Poles. Oh. Right?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Dude, I am getting hot. Like.
I shouldn't have delved into that.
I was up at a swim in the pool, but now I might need to cool off after that. Man-on-man.
Monty, take off your shirt.
It's happening again.
Take off your shirt.
Hey, oh, no, God.
I'm definitely driving back past that billboard on the way home.
I'm going to put my face up there just to surprise you.
When I first got cable as a child, the sports channel was playing Australian rules football. I remember that right now. Yes.
What year was that?
I don't know. 80-something.
Oh, that was tough football times.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't even know anything about American sports. How the fuck am I supposed to know anything about Australian sports?
If only
sports?
That privileged little shit took some notice of what was going on. Could have saved us the last 5 minutes.
It wasn't cricket, for God's sakes.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming out today, and I'm sorry we're going to be a little rushed today. I got stuff to do tonight.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to find a nice way to tell everybody Steele was late.
Yeah. He was. He was looking at a billboard of Outback Steakhouse or something. I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know. I live in Hollywood, and yeah, there's a little event on today, and yeah.
Oh, you had to come through all that shit?
Yeah. Sorry. And Jack,
are you living up in Hollywood now? Because you were West Hollywood, right?
Yeah, but I had to drop Jackie off, and it's a whole thing.
It's
all I'm saying. There's a major street in LA that's now a giant tent. All right?
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
And it has ramifications.
You know, we can talk about what's going on tonight. It's not a secret.
Oh
no, I like to keep it. Oh, okay, and then if the people are listening, and it's like, I don't know, any event, Easter, and it's like, oh man, LA is on shutdown for Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Hollywood's grand finals.
Yep, it is.
The Super Bowl.
Is that what I'm saying?
The Super Bowl of cricket or whatever we've decided it is.
The mega dish. Have you ever been
to
the Academy Awards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've gone twice.
Oh, dude, you said that in such a like
nonchalant.
Yeah, like asking you if you've been to the post office.
I haven't. Is that
I don't want to brag, but I've been to the post office twice.
What?
Wow. It's delivery's night of nights.
No, I say that nonchalantly because my listeners know. So,
okay. Yeah, that's very impressive.
Well, like, not for me, my wife. Be impressed with my wife. I'm not. I mean, I look fucking sharp in a suit.
No, but this is how down the showbiz ladder I am. I'm going to brag to people back home that I know someone
that's
been to the Academy Awards.
Oh. I've been in that tent.
Got fully tented, bro.
I got tented, bro.
Oh, dude, I was there with me and Clooney. Fully tented, man.
The best part about going to the Academy Awards, my favorite part, is that road that's blocked. They're like
Hollywood Boulevard. Let's just call it.
Well, Highland
Boulevard.
Also. Highland is blocked because that's where everybody drives up to. And they put the barriers up so you got to go slowly so nobody fucking loads their SUV through explosives and drives into Hollywood because they got to, you know.
Of course.
Take out Salma Hayek or something for their lord. They have all these Christians up there telling you to repent and you're a sinner and you're going to hell and you're gay. And it's I love it. It's great.
By the way, you're gay.
What? Wait, hold on. Wait.
That explained my love of the billboard.
Yeah, that really explains Steele's
absence.
That's
my favorite thing. And every time we do it, I take pictures of it and then I send it to my dad because he's a preacher.
Look at these nutcases.
Yeah, Dad. Come on, look at what you're doing, Dad.
This is what I want to know. And especially more so, maybe that is better to have it at the Academy Awards, because who's ever been like seen like a dude with a megaphone and a giant yellow sign and gone, yeah, God is the answer.
You know,
wait a second. I am gay.
Looking for answers, and finally there's a weirdo on the street yelling it in a megaphone and you're like, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But because they have them at, like, I go to Comic Con every year. Like, I love the Comic Con. And one of the things I love about it is just like all these, like, you know, weirdos like me come from around the world. And then for 5 days, they're in euphoria. Like, it's like heaven. Like, you just, like, it's the best. And there's a really happy feeling. But then they've got those people out the front with the megaphones
at Comic Con.
Yeah. And they've got like Comic Con themed ones. They're into the spirit of it. So they've got like, Jesus is the one true superhero. And, like, our superhero doesn't need a mask. And,
right.
And then, so they've been there for a few years. So then people, like, work on that. And so people cosplay as the dudes with the sign.
Oh, really? So everyone knows these dudes with the signs enough that they're now a character at Comic-Con.
But they're, like, so good because it was like, their sign says, this guy's an asshole. Don't listen to this prick. Go have fun. And people are just like, yeah. But it's just like, who? So if you're at, like, it just seems like a waste of manpower for 5 days because no one's like, I'm going to go see the new Spider-Man trailer in this hall. I'm going to line up for a day to see it. And it's like, oh, there is that dude with the yellow sign telling me I'm evil and I need to, yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to church instead.
Like, I want to know the stats and I'm willing.
No, it's not. I think it's that if I was one of these weirdos with the sign, the reason that I'm doing it is to spread the word that I think is righteous. And you're not thinking in your head, I hope this turns people. You're doing what you need to do. So that's all it is, I think, right?
No.
They can't be there going, oh, I'm turning people. This is working. They're just doing it for themselves.
I think they're assuming they're going to turn people.
I don't think that's their motivation.
Were you brought up Christian?
No.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
Add it to the
correct
list.
Correct. Right.
What is the, like, when you went, one of the two boring times that you got dragged to the Academy Awards, what was some little thing that happens that everyone there takes for granted that you were just sort of like, oh, like, does everyone, like, get, like,
does someone come out when the ads are on and say stuff like a comedian?
No,
or
there's no warm up. There's no warm up.
Like, is there snacks? Do people have M&Ms?
There's an open bar.
What, are they first encouraging you to drink? Is it like...
No, the first year we went, it was a pay bar because they didn't want people to leave and hang out. So I
would plan.
Yeah, so I went out to go get a drink. And then once they shoot, once they're shut down for commercial, they lock the doors. You can't get back in. So I missed like two acts because I got stuck at the bar.
Oh, well. That happens.
But this time it was open bar. Yeah, I had a seat filler. Yeah, yeah.
Right. What was he like? Did you judge him? Was it a girl? Was it a guy?
That was. I think they just revolve in and out.
Okay, because I'd be like, feel challenged. Like if I got up and then some dude came down and sat next to my wife, I'd be like, fuck, I hope, like.
He's filling your chair. He's not filling your wife.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, no banter, no quips. Don't comment on how she's looking. Like, if you can, like, I'd slip in my $20 to like burp. Or something, just to like
make raise... you look good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it's all about marketing. So I'm worried about this, like Jesus's marketing. I'm worried about my marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about Monty's billboard marketing.
He's worried about my billboard.
Apparently, your billboard is doing good.
Well, it stopped him for 15 minutes today, so it's working.
So, did you guys know each other in Australia?
Yes.
No.
What?
Perfect.
I hate this already.
Yeah, Monty was sort of like when I started, he was...
How long ago did you start?
Oh, I'd rather not
started
know.
Doing what?
I'd rather not know, is that what you said?
It's like 12 maybe?
Yeah, so I'm like 15, so maybe I'd just sort of...
So it was like he was, like I was a junior at high school and he was like a senior sort of thing. So
right.
he and like his group of friends were sort of like the older...
Like we were one generation.
Yeah,
ahead,
yeah, but yeah, we just like 2 years over. So, and they had the little crew.
We definitely had a crew.
And you had the boy band show.
We had a boy band show. That was fun.
What? You never told me about the boy band show.
Oh, yeah, we did a comedy festival like a couple of years. Me and a few guys that I started with that we all like to sort of hang out. We did one show that was called.
Is it called Ear Candy?
Ear Candy, yeah.
God, I know so much about
it. The picture of us on the front, we were dressed in like it was a boy band. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with my friends for the whole time and do that show. And that was awesome because we only each had 15 minutes.
So
together we made an hour show type thing.
Right.
So that was good.
Yeah, because I remember the photo. Because you know when you're like, or maybe like when I started and like MySpace and that was happening. So you were just like trying to find as much information about everyone as, well, that was me. So I would go to everyone's like MySpace pages and I'd go to their shitty websites, or, like GeoCity websites and stuff. And, you know, just do as much research as possible just to know
GeoCities.
What's happening.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, GeoCities.
I used to call it GeoSites.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it was like the...
Remember, I'm not on Twitter.
This is probably where your website's at. It was like you could sign up and you could build a website. And it was sort of free, but you didn't have an address. Like you'd say, what's your website? It's GeoCities/ GVig.
Yeah.
You can kind of do that now, can't you, with webs or something like that?
Yeah, but it's like way more legit. Like this was so you could just put a GIF, like a fire, like a fire animation.
Oh, I love those things.
Like that real 90s internet awesomeness. Yeah. But I remember seeing one of your sites and you were all in, one of the gangs, like your little comedy gang.
Oh, look at us, little comedy gang. Oh, it's adorable.
And they all had a different sweater color on, very bright, like a wiggle.
A skivvy, yeah.
Yeah, skivvy. And you're in
a skivvy?
Oh, well, what do you call a turtleneck type thing?
Turtleneck.
Okay, that's what it is.
That's a skivvy in Australia.
It's a skivvy.
And you were at the beach, kicking in the water.
Yeah,
like
we were down the beach.
And
like
I remember looking
at
it, I was like going, these dudes think this is funny, or are they serious?
that's still most of my stuff. Does he think this is funny, or is he serious?
But is this their is this their promotional campaign or their parody of a promotional campaign?
Do you know what I think it is? Is if you look at that photo now and you see Tom Seagate, that's what the funniest thing of that photo is. Like the rest of us, we're not as funny as Tom is for that whole entire thing. Because you know Tom, and his character and everyone, and he's every comedian in Australia loves this guy. He's
Tom
the comedian,
Siegert?
Yeah, the comedian's comedian. Everyone loves him. So he made that photo because then it's funny. Without him, then I get it. You're like, are these guys for real? But Tom is the funny part of that.
So who was the ear candy? Who was the Joey Fatone? Who
myself,
was the JT?
I mean, myself, Tom Seagate, Dave Thornton, and Troy Kinney.
Okay,
and there was another member called Dan Carmody who stopped comedy before we did that, but he's still in the photo.
He's like the fifth Beatle.
Yeah, he is, and he was never in it or anything, and never did comedy again. I actually bumped into him, he lives here.
Oh really?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because I don't even have any knowledge of that dude.
Oh well, he was great.
He's dead to me.
Did he keep the name Dan Carmody even though he doesn't do comedy?
His name is, you would pronounce it Dan Carmody.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying Dan Comedy, yes. Okay. That's how I say don't worry about it. But
so it's comedy.
A weird story. He came over here on a trip and had a serious, serious brain aneurysm or something and almost died, and he fell in love with his nurse who took care of him here and married her and stayed here.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff.
It's like
Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Ernest Hemingway. Seriously.
Yes, he is Ernest Hemingway.
He did that for real. I just went to his house last week, so that's why I'm so up on Ernest Hemingway information.
Did you swing by it on the way over here today? Is that why you're late?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, you guys, this is an important 10 minutes in your life.
I was getting shot at by kids in the front.
Oh, dude. So this, where we are, it's off.
You don't need to tell them where I live.
No. But there's a really long street, Crenshaw or something. It's there's a street that I had to go on that I've heard in a rap song.
Oh,
right.
Okay,
so my
ears
pricked up.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But then when I got here, I'm like, oh, this is not what they rap about.
They're not rapping about.
But that's the thing about LA. That street that's here is beautiful, but that street goes all the way up to Compton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
down to San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murray has got some deluxe, playground he's stolen from a McDonald's in the front yard. It's amazing.
And all the kids from the neighborhood seem to gather.
Oh my god,
with automatic Nerf guns.
Yeah, that was where shots were fired. Rat-a-tat-tat.
That's what they were rapping about.
Back.
Yeah, it was.
Because I'm climbing up this, because they're like, oh, everyone goes on this, and I'm like, oh, apparently it was a fucking lie. But and I'm the only second person.
So you're the only second comic to go on the jungle gym.
So but I saw American Ninja Warrior this morning, so I was like, it's my time. And so I'm climbing up, and then I feel like a gnat or something biting at the side of me. And this, and my apologies if it's your child, but this little prick with a Nerf gun is just like Scarface.
Yeah,
and
that's my kid.
Yeah. Wow. It's the Second Amendment is alive and well in your front yard.
Do not say that to my wife. She will burn you down. My wife is such a lefty, anti-gun. The fact that my kid has a Nerf gun.
Another Hollywood elite.
I know, exactly. Telling us what to do. The fact that my kid has a Nerf gun is a fucking miracle. Every kid in this neighborhood has a Nerf gun except my kid. And I'm like, honey, we gotta do something.
He needs to protect himself.
Yeah.
The only thing that stops a bad kid with a Nerf gun is a good kid with a Nerf gun.
He, funnily enough, keeps his gun in a locked up safe thing in the front, though. He does. Oh, it's in a locked up little area.
It's locked away, just there to protect us.
Yeah, that's good.
That is both very cute and extremely terrifying. Distressing.
Yeah, completely awful terrifying. And sad. Did you have, I'm intrigued by e-comedy. Did you have anything with e-candy?
Oh, the
with e-candy?
Yeah.
No, I just respected the click, you know.
It was a tight click at the time.
But it was like a cool thing, I thought. I thought it was really cool when I was like...
Did you do a show that year, like...
Was this at Melbourne?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet.
I don't think I ever...
Yeah, Melbourne Comedy Festival. Yeah.
I never did the group show thing.
I think we did it about 2 or 3 years in a row. And then we all decided, okay, we need to grow up.
We need to cut off... They all cut the necks off their turtlenecks and they grew into men.
Now they're dickies.
Yep.
Yeah.
How is the Melbourne? I've never done the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
It's big. All right. It's one of the big three in the world.
Right.
And... It's great. It's good.
Yeah.
If you can get in with the right people, as is with every festival.
Is it like Edinburgh, where it's just like, is it like a fringe festival where you kind of produce your own shows and stuff like that? And there's other produced shows.
There's an Adelaide Fringe Festival that I think is a bit more fringe, but I think the Melbourne one is closer to stand up, closer to sort of a Montreal. Maybe a mix between Montreal and Edinburgh, I would say. It's somewhere there in between.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because anyone can go in it. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to pay your $500.
You just pay your money.
But then you have to like organize a venue and and all that sort of stuff. So and then there's like the festival venues, which you know that the like really high profile, but then the profit margin is very askew.
Right, sure.
You know, like there is one room. There's this little room that the math works out that how much they charge. If you sell it out every night, like with all the expenses, you make like about $400 after a month.
Jeez.
It's just like
how
the economy
the
of it is so bad. It's like 30 people or something.
But, oh, really?
But like if you sell it out every night.
For a month.
Because it's like all the...
You don't even
like
make your plane ticket back to the States.
The Ticketmaster charge.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the rental and then like... I remember once I did one in the upstairs in that supper room, whatever. Like it's like that one that Tom Gleason's normally in, so it's like 300 and then it goes up.
Yeah.
So I was doing like the Green Guide Letters podcast there in the afternoons. And when they were about, so when you're in one of their official ones, you, all the money goes through them and you get a check at the, you know, a month after the festival, whatever. And then we get this email just before they send out the money saying, oh, just so you know, we've got to take out your recording fee. And I'm like, what? So it's like $150 a show.
Right.
Cause it's like
recording fee.
Yeah. To record it. And they're like, oh, we've got to pay that to the sound person for recording your show. And I'm like, hey, man, the sound person didn't do shit.
Yeah.
I plugged in a red cord
and a white cord and I plugged into a recorder and I pressed record. Like, I don't know if I have to pay someone $150 to witness me doing this. You guys obviously feel you do. And they go like, well, and I'm like, and shouldn't this have been spelled out beforehand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, well, you should have told us you were recording. And I'm like, the listing in your guide says, I love Green Guide Letters, live podcast, recording. And as you guys know, I don't false advertise.
No, not you. No. He said he was going to be late.
Very strict about that, yes. Filtered throughout the whole thing.
You guys could have been listening to this 10 minutes ago. For the hardcore fans, for the dudes that just like minute one of release. It's like,
where is he?
I have one woman who bitched about me, wrote me a letter and said, or an email and said, who cares if they're late? Just who cares? Stop breaking them across the coals. And to that lady, I say, go fuck yourself.
So you've done this before. You've got upset about people being
late.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Is this a trend, listeners, with Murray?
Actually, listener Matt Santos came out to my shows out in Arizona, and he brought up the fact that I yell at people when they're late.
Oh, well, at least he's consistent. Yeah. You know what you're getting from Murray's I'm upset that everyone's late podcast.
Got to have a hook. I'm not good looking, right? I don't have an accent, so we got to have a look.
You have got an accent.
You do.
You're just in the wrong country for it. Go
somewhere else. If anything, you have the odd accent out in the room right now. So
that's true. By the way, I don't. My listeners are going to be like, I couldn't tell the difference between them.
Yeah, I just thought there was one guy who just kept talking to himself.
How he kept thinking he saw himself on a billboard.
Asking himself questions and stuff. Guy's weird, man.
God, he really railed on himself for running late. Do you think... I'm wondering where the annoyance would be with this lady. Is she annoyed at you for going on about it, mm-hmm. or is she annoyed at me for forcing you into this situation? Does she feel like if she's got advice, she can give one bit of advice mm-hmm. to either of us. She can only give one,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be, you know, either or. I would say that she would be more inclined to say to you, rather not to me, to
sure,
be on time,
go.
Right?
Just let it go.
Yeah, let it go, because I'm not going to be the only person that's late ever. Do you know what I mean?
So I see that covers more.
Yeah.
Than just telling you to be punctual.
It services her life better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but maybe she's just spreading the word, like the Jesus guys, and she wants you to learn and repent.
Okay. Either way, I apologize for being late, and right. I did get shot as a result. So.
That's true.
He did. I think there's footage.
That's true. Obviously, I wasn't too upset about you being late when I was instigating you to go on the jungle gym, yeah. so I wasn't really too pissed off about it. No, climb up there, buddy. Honestly, you're the only second one, and I for
who's
some reason
the first person who got up there?
Christina Walkinshaw. Do you know her?
No.
Canadian comic.
Oh.
Nice.
Doesn't
enjoy
have an accent. What?
I bet you she does have an accent.
No. Surprisingly, no. Lives up in Malibu. Doesn't surf.
Oh.
I don't agree with that at all. Sorry. So what's the deal? All right. So how come? All right. There's so many questions I want to ask you guys.
Okay.
And I always ask Monty this, so I'm going to ask you this deal. Do you feel like... No, let me ask you this. You're an Australian, right? We got two Australians in here.
Correct.
My listeners think
There's
it's
two,
one
everyone.
Person.
Dude, can you like work this out? Because you've had extra time to work out these fucking questions, man. You had
minutes.
Extra prep time. So let's just choose
First
a question,
all,
run with it.
I think it's adorable that you think I prepare. all right. So Monty... A few years ago, Monty was on this tour with me called Comics on Safari, and it was so we could all go surf and do stand-up, and none of us ever surfed.
Yes.
So,
didn't you call it by its original name, tax break vacation?
Oh, absolutely. Like, get out of the house tour, just let's go surf. We actually, I was able to surf a lot. I never got a chance to surf with you, though.
The only time I surfed with you was before I met you. Remember that?
Yeah, that was insane.
Mm.
Did you surf in Australia?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, do you think I just came here and decided to tell people that I did it? It's pretty funny, actually.
No, I know you did it. Like, because our friend Carl Woodbury. You know Carl Woodbury?
I can't remember
now. Maybe you bailed before he got into comedy, but he lives here now as well.
Okay.
He lives over at, like, in Venice or something. And he's a surfing instructor.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what?
Does he still do stand-up?
No.
Who's he a surf instructor for? I know most of those guys over there.
Oh, that's me knowing a lot about someone else's activity.
Well, you should have prepared.
Yeah. And I said to him, I've never heard you talk about surfing ever. But he's got long hair. Like,
Carl?
Carl. Oh, yeah, like, he looks like a dream surf instructor. And then he showed me like an Instagram thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, he'd done it before.
Carl, take off your shirt.
A lot of people that actually surf, like actually do it, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because that's not what surfing... You don't walk around with your surfboard under your arm, wetting your hair under the shower and telling people, I just went for a surf. You go for a surf and you shut up and go and do the rest of your day or whatever.
Yeah, it was like that rip curl thing, only a surfer knows the feeling. And it's like, but they normally fuck up about it.
Yeah. Only a surfer
you just
knows
bought a
feeling.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Right. All right, can I get to my question?
No.
Yeah.
Now, what was it? Oh, I forget. No, all right, so I want to know this about Australians. All right, a couple years ago, Monty came into the green room. And with a big box, and he pulled out a box, and it was little koala bears that you stick on a pencil. And the pencil says,
"What I do with these things?" Maybe you don't know.
Do you want to describe it?
I know about the little clippers, like the little pencil.
Yeah. You know those koalas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so I sell them after show. There's merchandise. That's what he's talking about, right?
Yeah. So he's got a MontyFranklin.com pencil, right?
Yeah.
And then a little
A little koala.
And he walked in, and I'm like, what are you...
See, still is the exact reaction that he should have, which he is rolling his head, not alone just his eyes, about what I'm doing.
No, because I've worked out what you've done, and I'm both disgusted and really impressed.
Right, yeah. That's what every Australian's reaction is. And okay. I'll be open with this, absolutely, and I tell everyone, these koalas are in abundance in Australia. Like at the reject shop, you can get them for, I don't know, maybe 50 cents each, probably less.
Like, I don't think you'd be able to buy one by itself.
No, you have to buy packs of 12.
Yeah.
You buy these packs of 12 and they're little hugging koalas.
Yeah. And they're probably two bucks.
So whatever the math is on that. And then I put a little vest on them with my name and there's a pencil and I sell them for $10.
Right. Oh, whoa. The vest?
Vest.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the selling point.
You're handcrafting koala vests?
Do you really think I'm handcrafting the vest?
Your brother-in-law over at Hurley's doing it?
Someone in China's doing it, let's be honest. And then I sell these little vests on these koalas and the pencil.
Why the vest?
It just makes him look a bit classier. It classens up the whole affair, I think.
Koalas have a bad rep. They're sitting in trees getting stoned all day.
He could make little bow ties. It would be a little
better. For the
better.
Oscars tonight, he's going to have a little bow tie.
Or Easter.
Oh, sorry.
I do have to harp on about this. So the vest, you're getting it custom produced? So you're actually getting these koalas
Koalas I get fully made, yes. They come with a vest and you can print anything you want on the vest.
Really?
And so I print my name. Actually, what it says is, here, I'll tell you what it says. It says, I'm a koala friend of Monty Franklin. My name is, and then there's a big space for you to name your koala there. Now, most people buy them because they go out and watch comedy and their kids are at home. Uh-huh. And they go, I'll bring the kids back a toy. And the kids name the koalas. And then people write to me on, what is it, Twitter, did you say? on Facebook and stuff and say they love the koala stuff. So it's like, it's a cool little thing.
So how many of your fans as children have choked on these koalas?
Enough. Enough.
Two things about these koalas. The first time he did that, I think it was like me and Matt Fulcheron or Joe Sib were in the green room and we're like, you're selling them for 10 bucks? Nobody's going to buy that shit for 10 bucks, dude. He's like, no, I think it'll work. He goes out. He's got a bit about koalas. He's just not pulling this out of his Australian ass. He's got a bit about it.
Was the bit originally about something else? And you're like, I'll just
change it. I'll change it from wallaby to koala.
No, I did something purely to sell the koala. Serious.
So we make fun of him over these koalas. I'm like, no Australian's comic is going to respect you. Right? And then he does a set, he pulls out the koala, and every girl in the audience went, oh. And I turned to my buddy, I'm like, he's going to make $1 million.
I'm kind of disappointed that you're actually getting them made.
You would prefer I made the vest myself?
Oh, that would be just epic.
I did in the beginning.
But
then I thought this is ridiculous.
I just like the idea that you go to the $2 shop. There's a shop called the $2 shop in Australia. Everything's $2, but it's not, apparently.
It's like the 99 cent store.
Yeah.
Or the 99 cents and up store. Mm. I like where there's nothing 99 cents. It just
or
has
is how
to be
the,
over.
The kids talk it, the 99.
Oh.
Is that what they say?
That's a cool one. I'm going down the 99.
Right. He's been listening to hip hop. Remember? Yeah. He's been listening to hip hop.
Right. I went down Crenshaw earlier.
Yeah. Dr. Gray is my name. I liked it that you were just buying these ghetto koalas and then you were actually getting the pencil printed.
I was in the beginning. I was buying...
So do you still have the pencil? The pencil seems like the most... it seems like the koala is the headline act of this bit of merch.
Completely. But what it does is people then grab this little stick funny thing and they walk out of the show enjoying it. And the pencil costs an extra 20 cents or something. And it makes the whole ensemble thing much more of a fun little thing to do. And so, and it's ridiculous too. And so I buy the pencils just for the sheer stupidity of it.
I think you need the pencil though.
It makes a big difference. Because I didn't have the pencils in the beginning and people were just like, and then I had the pencils and for some reason it was stupid.
Yeah.
As opposed to the koalas where it's like exactly with the ear candy picture. Mm. Is this stupid or serious? With the pencil, it's stupid. Without it, is this serious? I don't know.
All these points are debatable. How many pencil koalas do you reckon you've moved?
I would rather not say because...
Okay. Yeah. Let me just say this. One time, like right after that, you went to Chicago with Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
You told me how many you sold and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I'm not... That's it. But he told me not to say anything, so I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all enough. Right, just say, right, I was counting them in hundreds. Would I have enough fingers to count them?
I'm not at liberty to. I'm not at liberty to respond.
All right,
to,
we all can decode.
Well, let's
that
put it
one.
This way: we're all comedians. We know how much you get paid to do a support act somewhere across the country. I can facilitate flying myself there and paying for my hotel rooms and stuff because of the koalas.
It's wow. So rad. So you spent all these years, like 15 years,
yes.
trying to like work out,
working
like,
on a craft.
Yeah, trying to work out the best
maybe,
riddles.
Maybe e-candy will do it. No. Yeah. Maybe moving to the States will this do it. No. Maybe doing the Melbourne. No.
But it's all just a marketing campaign. Like you're doing this 20-minute like this is where your money's coming from, the 20-minute marketing campaign to sell like a pencil.
Yep.
You're
a pencil salesman.
You're a
koala
pencil salesman.
Completely.
You can put them in a
completely.
Cup.
Come on, guys.
I would pay to have you come back to Australia.
And try and sell them?
And try and sell them after a show. That would just
I
be...
I thought about trying
I will,
to do that.
I right. will fly out there and open for you.
I thought about doing that. And this is the only reason that I think I could do it is because I give half of the profits that I make from these koalas I send to my friend in Sydney who runs a koala sanctuary, protecting the koalas and stuff like that. So then I don't feel as bad about the hordes of koalas that I may move. Dude. But... if I did that in Australia, I think people would go, okay, it's for that, but they'd still look at me like, yeah. No, mate.
Does he do the spiel about the koala sanctuary on stage?
I haven't heard the koala sanctuary. I think it's bullshit.
Because I would, dude.
I don't think it's real.
I know.
Sitting right
whether
here.
Whether it's real or not.
I think he's trying to save his soul.
Whether it's real or not doesn't matter. But just so you, and you must know this, well, that when you're on stage and like immediately, like you've got like, you know, I thought you were on the billboard for the donut. So you're like,
okay,
you're visually attractive. You've got the lovely Australian accent. You're on stage.
Yeah.
And so you're winning, you're doing well. And then you say, oh, you want to buy a koala?
A cute little koala. Yes.
And then
I get it.
And I'm going to send half the money to back home down
yes.
under
yes.
to this koala sanctuary. And
yes.
every girl in the audience is like,
oh, mm-hmm. yep.
Every comedian out the back is like, what an asshole.
Fuck that.
They're
guy.
Thinking, what an asshole, but they're also going, fuck, why can't I have the right koala thing to do? I've two or three of my friends, I've figured out their thing and they do the same thing.
Yeah, there's some Canadian one. I'm sending
yeah.
it back to the Maple Leaf
yeah.
Conservatory.
Right, right.
Little these leaves are they're yeah. endangered.
Bald eagles.
I'm Googling cat clips right now, little cats
little
to
cats.
Clip onto pencils. I'm
It'll
trying
work.
To figure out. I'm
It'll
trying
work.
To figure it out. I got to find my spirit animal.
You got to find your thing.
I got to find my financial spirit animal.
I've got a confession.
Oh.
I did a show about cats because I'm a massive cat person.
Like, Road Stories exclusive.
I flew my cat to America. He lives in America now. He's an American right. cat. He meows with an American accent. He's yeah, integrated. And this is in the comedy festival, and I had to work out, like after the first week, I just worked out my schedule that I couldn't meet anyone after my show for an hour and a half because I had to like look at cat photos from all these ladies that were coming to the show.
Oh.
And they all,
oh, really?
Afterwards, they all wanted to have cat conversations with me.
That's funny.
So it's like, because you know, you sort of like, for a month, you're in the same venue.
Sure.
And you know when your friend's show's finished, and then you know where you're going to meet at this bar.
Right.
And so you get into a rhythm for a month. And so I just had to like accommodate. It's like, yeah, I've got 90 minutes of, I've got my cat meet and greet.
I don't know why you're not selling cat pencils.
Oh, dude,
you would have made a killing.
I am spewing. Because I like a good merch tie-in.
Oh, yeah.
See,
me
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you need.
Yeah.
You could have had massive amounts with the cat. Actually, I've got a good cat story. I'll tell you after this podcast anyway.
All the best stuff's coming after the show.
I know, seriously. Oh, my other thing about those koalas, the second part, was how many do you have that you can give to my listeners?
Oh, I've got some in my car right now. I'll leave some with you and you can...
All right, how many? Like four?
I'll give you four packs, so that's 48.
I don't have 48 listeners.
Give some to your kids to throw around the yard. Yeah, I've got them in my car. I'll get...
Just give me a pack. I'll
get you a pack. You get a pack of 12.
A pack of 12?
Yeah.
All right, so everybody who tweets at...
How are you going to get them these koalas?
I do. I got t-shirts and stuff and merch I send out.
Okay, cool.
Over there. By
yeah,
the way,
yeah.
Steele, before you leave, remind me, I'll give you a t-shirt.
Okay.
I'll leave 12 with you. And all right. Listeners can...
So you're not on Twitter. Are you on Instagram? How can we do this?
I am on Twitter.
All right. Tweet at me, at Murray V. Yeah. People have been calling me Murray the Fifth. At Murray V. About this episode with at Monty Franklin.
Yes.
And at Steele Saunders?
Yes.
Is it S-T-E-E-L-E or?
E, yeah.
Oh, there's an E on the end, right?
Like Remington Steele or George the Animal Steele?
Both of those.
I come from a very prestigious line of Steeles.
All right. Both of those very important to my childhood. Yep. tweet at the show and I will send out the couple listeners. I'll send out some Qualo. With pencil or without pencil?
Without pencil, sorry. Don't have pencils with me.
All right. My kid might have pencils.
As we've established, the koala is the headlining act
All right. So it's BYOP. Yeah. Bring your own pencil.
Bring your own pencil.
All right.
Forget the koala.
tweet at me and Steele and Monty or Instagram us, and we'll send you out a couple. We'll send you out a koala bear.
Have you ever been in a situation?
They're not bears. Sorry. There was a song when we used to sing at kids. They're not bears.
What's the song?
Do you know the song?
I don't know, but I had this conversation with the Uber driver or the Lyft driver last night. I said the word soccer, and he was going to call football, and so now I'm just like,
you're
let him say
one.
Bear, like, just where who were
you?
Cares?
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Wait,
okay.
you said it was football, or he said it was football?
No, I said it was soccer.
Right. Oh, right.
And
okay.
He's like, it's football, and I'm like, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, you're Ubering in America, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I should just shut up and let it go, and I do most of the time, but I felt like being a dick.
I feel like being a dick. Sing the song.
Please don't call me a koala bear because I'm not a bear at all.
Well, that's not a song at all. Sing it.
I didn't want to sing it.
Sing it.
I don't know. I can't remember the tune, to be honest. Do you remember it?
Take off your shirt.
Please
take off your
don't call me a koala bear because I'm not a bear at all. And then I can't remember the rest of it.
All right.
But the whole school would sing it.
Yeah.
So we were drummed in as kids that they weren't bears. They're marsupials.
They are marsupials, aren't they?
We would sing it on like our knees around the giant koala statue. Yeah. And we'd praise koala.
Like, it's like Burning Man. And then we'd burn the big
koala. You burn the koala.
Oh, there is a koala.
Burn the bear. Burn the bear.
There is a legit giant wild koala. You know when you...
Wild?
No, but you know when you drive to Adelaide, there is like this...
Oh, there is a giant 50 koala,
50-foot
yes.
koala that someone made out of fiberglass or something.
But there's big, everything in Australia.
Yeah,
there's
we do got
the
big
giant,
things.
The big banana. There's a big pineapple. There's
but wait,
big...
bananas aren't. You don't grow bananas in Australia.
How dare you?
Do you?
Yeah,
really?
Coffs Harbour, huge. So there's a huge big banana.
All right, sorry. I know nothing of Australia. I didn't even know there were bears or not bears.
There's not.
Well, yeah. We had
whole
a.
Point.
I'm confused.
We had some cyclone maybe like 8 years ago or something that. Ruined all the banana crops. So the bananas went from like
they went to
30
$19
to like $8 a banana. It was like people, like cafes
outrageous.
Had to stop selling banana
really?
Smoothies. It was crazy. And
then somebody constructed a giant fiberglass cyclone.
Yeah. But then it started 2 years, a 2 year cycle of bananas are expensive jokes. It was quite a phenomena.
It'd be like if stand up comedy was during the potato famine in Ireland.
It's like, I'm gonna have a wedding, like nothing fancy, like no bananas,
right?
Like, you know, like and such and such.
Yeah. One day I hope to make enough money just so I can have a banana.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Monty came over
joke.
And started doing those jokes. He's like, and then he had to go because bananas are really expensive in Australia.
There was a cyclone, and the.
So he started buying these little koala bears and he clipped them on a banana.
Yeah.
Well, that would be like a $50 bit of merch.
Yeah. He then sells them for $130 after the show.
Have you ever gone somewhere and forgotten one half of the product?
Oh, good question.
Well, no, but I run out of the pencils very quickly, but I have an abundance of koalas. So then I don't know what to do. And I usually sell 2 koalas for the 10. So you're better off when I run out of the pencils, actually.
Do you just like just go buy some...
Yes,
like
I did once.
Or something
I went
like that.
To like
Staples?
Macy's or Staples or something.
Macy's? You went to Macy's to buy pencils?
Take me to your pencil department.
Excuse me. Where's it? I'd like to try this pencil on.
It didn't
is
work
there a fitting
out.
Room?
But,
I'd like to try something gone in lead.
All right, shut up. I went to Staples then, sorry. See, this is unfair. In Australia, like, you go to Big W and it just has everything.
Yeah,
so,
sorry. Even our W's are big.
Take me to it, damn it.
But yeah, there's this giant koala that I think maybe in the 70s you could walk into his foot or something, but those days are gone. Now only spiders and
those
snakes.
Those glory days are gone.
But you like, so you drive
never
over
really
to this,
did recover after the banana famine.
Adelaide Festival, it's like an 8-hour drive or something.
Banana gate.
And then halfway through, there's this giant koala. And normally by the time you get there, it's just about sunset. And the koala must have been modeled off some satanic, like rabies-ridden.
Right, it
looks like everyone, Google giant koala Australia. And it looks like it's frothing at the mouth.
Right, okay, yeah.
So at sunset, it is horrifying. I'm driving by myself through this forest. There's a giant koala.
50-foot koalas there greeting you.
It's terrifying. The things you do for show business, you guys.
Mm.
Very tough.
Mm-hmm. Is there more of a bar scene down in Australia or a club scene?
There's one big club in each city. Would you agree?
Yeah.
How many cities are there?
Five.
All right.
Is that right? About five. And then there's a lot of bar shows and then a lot of cool sort of underground ones, especially in Melbourne and back alley places and stuff like that. But
and then there's like the circuit of like sporting clubs.
That's where the money is in Australia for comedy is the corporate sporting club.
Sporting club.
In Australia, you might have sporting clubs here, like football clubs or...
What do they have here?
I can't even think of it.
I would imagine they have like the baseball club.
Pee-wee league sort of stuff, all right? So then there'd be a team somewhere, wouldn't there? A local team?
Like a pee-wee? Like kids?
I'm just saying that because
People, it's like for people that aren't that good at a sport, don't mm-hmm. they play that sport still on the weekend? Like they play baseball or...
Yeah, like you've probably got friends who are part of a softball
league. Oh, yeah, like a softball team. Yeah, okay, like a softball league.
Is that because we said sporting team? That didn't trigger...
You said sporting club.
Oh, God, this is my constant debate in this country. Like what we said was close enough for you to figure out what it was.
Well,
surely.
I thought sporting club, like you're fox hunting or something like that.
Could be a club, sure.
It is
you're
in England.
A hunting sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A sporting club. So
team.
I thought maybe it was a league. We call them leagues.
A league.
There you go.
Okay. He's thinking about all the sticks he goes to play golf with.
Yeah.
Sporting clubs.
Right.
I mean the actual clubs.
But they can be like they pay good money.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and there's a lot of them.
And yeah. And I know people like the Nelson twins. There's like our friend, they're two twins, and they just
the band.
Funnily enough, they should be a band.
What?
There
they
is
look
a
like
band,
ZZ Top.
The Nelson twins.
Is there
really?
Yeah, Nelson. You never heard of Nelson from the 80s? It's actually Rick. You know Ricky Nelson is?
No, but now I know. Yes, I do.
Do you know who Ozzy and
I've never
you know,
just thought about that.
Do you know who Ozzy and Harriet Nelson were?
No, I don't know how deep you're going into this, but I have heard of the Nelson
Ozzy and Harriet Nelson were like right before I Love Lucy. You know what I Love Lucy
isn't
is?
Isn't it Harry Nilsson?
No, that's Harry Nilsson, and that's a different person altogether.
Oh, okay.
Ozzy and Harriet Nelson had Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s. Right before
you guys arguing over how to pronounce stuff never gets young.
Ozzy and Harriet Nelson, big stars in the 50s, had a TV show. Then they had their son, Ricky Nelson, who became a singer. Went to a garden party. Reminisce with my old... Nothing? Okay.
Don't call me a koala bear.
Yeah.
Then he had twins, and they became 80s hair metal band Nelson.
They were Nelson, or were
and
they called
twins.
The Nelson twins?
No, they're called Nelson.
Okay. Well, these guys are called the Nelson twins.
Probably different people.
Yeah.
But they...
Most likely, they're different people. Then.
Because they're like... And they've both got big beards, and they've got this really sort of... You know, really well thought out, quite raucous act.
Like
and
ZZ Top looking?
Yes.
They look like ZZ Top.
These guys are bad hair band.
And I saw them one night, and it was like they were doing five.
Oh, beautiful. Look at the Nelson
twins
from the 80s that he's showing us now. Look them up. That's fun.
They were doing like five of those shows in that night. Like they were just like.
In one night?
Yeah,
they
were
just
like,
go from
and then we're driving
to
this one. And but they can be like, because it's like a team.
Right.
So it's like a 20-something like football team or whatever, and it's like their big night and they're drinking and you're in their club room, so it's set up like, you know, fucking shit house.
Yeah, it's very weird.
They might have blocked off one of the fluoro lights for a bit of ambience. And it is brutal because they all know each other and there's always, you know, someone that's like, Jimmy, he's the real comedian around here.
Nah.
Right? And people always come up and like, hey, can you give Kev shit because he's a fat prick.
Yeah.
So if you can just hang some shit on him.
Give him
like...
shit. And, yeah.
Oh, so it is like a corporate event.
Yeah.
Because the corporates here
same
are like...
Same sort of setup.
You know, the boss thing. Is Monty and his wife's ugly.
Yeah. The same sort of element of that, yes.
Yeah.
But it's a lot grittier.
Yeah. Yeah. I think using the word corporate sends a mixed message.
That someone's wearing a tie. Yeah. No one's wearing a tie at these places.
The koala's dressed nicer. Yeah. A little vest. Yeah. So they get pretty rough. Any fights?
Sure. I don't think I've seen any at clubs and stuff, but I was on stage at the Exford in Melbourne and someone got stabbed.
Oh, that's a famous, the stab gig,
yeah,
as it's known.
Yeah. I was there and...
How have you never told this story?
I don't know.
Maybe you have.
A lot of stupid stories. But I was on the show. I wasn't on when someone got stabbed and I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Tom.
Yeah, I think it was Seagert. I think it was MCing.
And
Tom Seagert?
Yeah.
From Ear Candy?
From Ear Candy, yeah.
Oh, you know. I love those guys.
I love the guys.
Oh, man.
I think he was on stage
the guy
actually...
Wait, you just made fun of Nelson? How Nelson looked? And
you're... they got stabbed on the stage.
Oh,
and then
shit.
They didn't stop the show. They just got police tape and roped off the area where he got stabbed, and they carried on with the show.
How did somebody just charge the stage?
No. It was like a stabbing in the back of the room.
Oh.
That happened and got alleviated and roped off all in the time that my friend was still on stage.
Wow.
And continued his act.
I get pissed when the waitress drops a glass.
Yeah. Like, this was someone dropped a knife into another guy.
Stomach. Twice.
Here's a lesson for the young comedians out there. If there's police tape in the venue, don't do crowd work.
So what do you guys do with your...
So what do you do for a living? I'm a cop.
You're in my scene. Area.
I'm in forensics.
Okay, sir.
And where were you when this went down? I was right here.
It's like, how you doing, sir? Thanks for coming out. Do you ever get creative with the chalk outlines? Like draw horns on, something like that?
Man, I want to thank you guys for coming. This was such a blast. Thank you so much for making your way over to this side of town.
Yeah, I'm glad we could
apparently during
this.
the gang-ridden so town well. Of my where I live.
Oh yeah, just off Crenshaw, guys, Compton.
Track them down. Track them down. Let's follow the podcast signal.
Monty, what's going on with you? Where can we catch you?
Australia. I'm going on Wednesday.
All right.
Oh, but I don't know if you've got listeners in Australia. I'll be at the Comics Lounge on March.
Yeah, I totally have listeners in Australia. They've been telling me to hook up with Steel for like three years.
Well, I'll be at the Comics Lounge 14 to 16 or something like that, which is in next week or the week after.
Yeah, this is going up tonight, so.
Yeah, okay. That'll work. March 14 to 16 at the Comics Lounge.
At the Comic what?
Comics Lounge.
Where's that?
North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
Don't know if they're there and they know it. Don't know.
All right. So I'm talking to you Australians. Let's go. Let's go see Monty. Buy a koala bear.
If anyone listening is possibly able to go, they know where it is.
They'll know exactly. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it anymore.
So what road do you take from?
It's Crenshaw, just off.
It's like I'm performing at the Opera House. Where's that? It's like,
well,
and how good's that that I've equated the Comics Lounge with the Opera House?
The world famous
shattering teeth.
Are you going to sell koala bears?
Absolutely not.
That's a place to do it, man. That's a place to do it.
I've run out, actually. I need to reel.
Oh, whoa. How convenient. You just run out before you go back to Australia.
If word got out, like you're just like, say you're doing like a week there or something, and you just said, oh, Thursday night, I will sell the koala bears. The turnout from the comic community
to watch this
to bear witness.
We gotta see this. Everyone at the end of the show standing there looking at me like phones out.
Hilarious. Steel, where can we catch you and the podcast and all that noise?
You can follow me at Steel Saunders on all the things. Or if you like Star Wars, I do like
my
a lot of Star
movie.
Wars stuff.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Steel Wars is where I tweet about that. And I've got two podcasts. One's called I Love Green Guide Letters. And we review the complaint letters to the TV Guide in Australia. And it is ridiculous as it sounds.
It's ridiculously funny.
And then my other podcast is called Steel Wars, and we sort of try to cover Star Wars from like a comical thing. And we just had this week Ben Mendelsohn, who was in Rogue One. And
oh, okay.
People might know from Bloodline. And
awesome.
Very famous in Australia. He came around and talked Star Wars for an hour. So listen to that. It is like Mendo came through.
Apparently looks like my father.
Really?
I don't know what my father. I don't know my father, but apparently that's what my father. That's what my mum said.
That's right. Man. You'll fit in around here in Crenshaw.
That's fine.
Dad, man, your dad must have been very intimidating because he's got Mendelssohn's got this like
a bit of crazy to him or something.
Yeah, just like I would not want to piss this guy off. Yeah, like, right. Like was couldn't have been nicer to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, if you piss this dude off,
something behind the eyes.
It is on.
Yeah,
it is on. Yeah. He could handle himself on all parts of Crenshaw.
Right. Well, awesome. And I'm sorry, we wanted to do a Green Guide Letters today, but we couldn't, and I apologize. That's my fault.
I was waiting for this to be a dig, and I'm like, hey, man, the podcast does not go for 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
No, I'm saying as a man, I wanted to, and I said I would, but then I didn't realize that we had a big evening tonight. Yeah. So I apologize. I'd really love to do it.
Yeah, we'll get it done. But we should say it did take us about a month to so there was.
He was longer than that.
Yeah, so. Wow, I don't get many text messages because I don't like, I guess, know that many people that contact me through text. But like, my month of just having my phone on,
trying
was
to organize
it.
This.
Well, it was going smoothly because I ran into you at All Things Comedy.
Yes,
and I said you should come on and do it. And you're
at
like
at the old studio.
At the old
studio, I know
studio.
That for sure.
We deduced that earlier, mm-hmm. And that was going smooth. Then we brought Monty in the equation, and
was I the worst part of it? I thought just like, I was an equal. I thought I was equally just as bad as everyone.
No,
was it me?
I think it was you. Hold on. Did I save the text? All right, we can be late for the Oscars.
We should deduce this because I feel like I'm an equal.
No, because
whatever word I'm trying to say.
We had it last week. We were going to do it, or 2 weeks ago. Before
and that was you. You were going away.
No. We were going to do it Tuesday before I. Oh shit! I deleted it.
And
we were going to do it Tuesday before you left. And so everybody's like, Tuesday, two, we're good, we're
no,
good.
No, Steele never responded to and that no, and no. said yes, like confirmed it. So I went and made other plans.
No, hold on.
So
hold
there
on.
Was just a miscommunication.
Hold on. No.
Steele didn't confirm. Oh. I wrote that in a text. I go, sorry, I didn't know Steele had confirmed.
No. Tuesday. All right, so we...
Damn,
all right.
I'm going to be proofed wrong here.
Nope, I got it right here.
I went out.
I got it right here. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are good here. I'll be away for the weekend. Cool, nice. Let's do Tuesday. I'm in, Monty Franklin.
Damn it.
The next day. When are we doing this, for God's sake? Wednesday?
What did I write?
That's what you wrote. God damn. And then I rose, read up the text. Tuesday, noon. Everybody good? I didn't see the confirmation of this. Sorry. Yes, noon is glorious. Steal you down? Sorry, I was on a flight. Yes, Tuesday is good. What's the address? Can we do it a bit earlier, Monty? Maybe 10:30?
Oh, okay.
Does that work for you? Sorry, I got some stuff already locked in the morning.
Steel. Steel. Look at it and a bloody billboard somewhere.
No. My thing of sorry, I've got some stuff already locked in for the morning. That's when Ben Mendelsohn came around. So that's like
you were scared.
If I'm gonna hang out, if I'm gonna hang out with an Australian on Tuesday yeah. morning,
no, that's fair enough.
You're getting beaten out.
You want to hang out with my father? I get it.
Hold on, you lied.
Did I lie?
Yeah. When are we doing this thing, for God's sake? Wednesday?
I'm going back to this. It was all me.
Can we do it a bit earlier? Maybe 10:30. Does that work for you? Sorry, I've got some stuff, Steele. Well, this isn't going well. I didn't know if tomorrow at noon was locked after you already agreed to it.
You're
dun,
right.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're right. You're right. I apologize.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're right.
All right.
Oh, my God. It was me.
Well.
Oh, but then I love, like... Okay, well, let's move on. And then Murray texts, I'm on the road for the next 10 days.
It's like we had a window of 10 minutes to do it that Steele was late for. So we.
All right, well, listen, everybody who came out for the last week for all the shows, thank you so much. I'll be at the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley this week, Tuesday night. It's one of the best stand-up gigs and venues out there. You guys got to do it if you haven't done it. Mm-hmm. So come out to the Throckmorton, and then I'll be up in Sonoma County in Rohnert Park, doing a show with Tim Lee, produced by Casey Williams. So if you're in that area, come on out. We got to wrap things up. Steele, Monty. Oh, don't forget to tweet us about Monty's koalas.
Koala giveaway,
and we'll get those out to you.
Koala giveaway.
Steele, Monty, thank you so much for doing this. Come see these guys when they come to your town. They're very funny. Thanks for listening.
You want to know about life on the road? It's
booze, tacos, angry dwarves, strippers waving guns,
and
fees, fights, canceled flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great, a bachelorette,
Drunks in the front making out through your set. And middle acts doing blow, more missing merch. And drive the rental car past another mega church. And juice keys, vagina fist, your cell phone is gone. One big Law and Order marathon.